The last Haluka, Haluka, Halukil Bakotra, and the Biki Uzai. So, this is really the last capital in Tehillim. And it says, Aloshan of Hilul 13 times, connected the 13 videos of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And it says, Aloshan of the 10 different types of things that you use to be Mahalal, connected the Esser Tzviras. So some say that the Malvim says it's connected the 10 people that wrote Tehillim. Avram, Adam, Malki Tzedek, Avram, Moshe, David, Shlomo, Asaf, and Shalosh Bnei Korach. I think that's the 10. That's the last 10 different types of Afanim to be Mahalo. So it says, Hallelujah, Haluluko, Halulukel Bekotcher. What's Bekotcher? Halulu Bekir Uzam. What is Kotcher? So Malvin says, Kotcher refers to the Kedusha. Kedusha is a davar which is Mufrush, which is separate. It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Hoga of Nisim in the world. Halulu Bekir Uzai means his strength is Koyach, but it's Koyach and Teva. Berekia, like something which is Teva. So Kotcher refers to Me'ala Teva, and Rekia Uzai refers to Teva. And he continues according to that, Halu Bigurasov Gura, something which is Lamaila Minateva. It's really an explanation. Halu Kres Gudloi, Godless, is something which is in the Teva. The Targum says Halu Kel Bakachai is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. It means down here in this veld. Halu Bikuzai means in the next veld. It means up in the Shamayim. So Lav Dafka the two different types. According to that, then it's really two different things. There's Halu in the Beis HaMikdash and a Halu in the Olam HaTzelyon. Halu B'Gureisav means you can learn like the Malbim learns. B'Gureisav means Nes, Hanoga Nesis, and Kreis Gula means Hanoga Tivis. The Mefarsha Ramazver, Halu B'Gureisav means B'Mahal Hashem by speaking about his Gevurais. B'Gureisav by Sipur Gevurais, that's a way to be Mahal Hashem. Halu Kreis Gula, Kefi, the Mount of Godless, that's how much you should be mahal him. He's Alkol Neshima VeNeshima Talaka, which is the last pasuk here. It means kafi, the amount of godless, how much teva the Rebbeinu Shalom does. That's how much you should be marbe in the Sipur Gvureisa. Halu Big Gvureisa. We're speaking it out. How Kerev Gudloi in relationship, parallel to the amount that he does teva to you. Kerev Gudloi. Gdula is chesed. Kefi that, the amount of chesed that Rebbeinu Shalom does to you, that's how much you should be mahal. Halalu b'seika shofar. Shofar is really the thing that you can't play a tune on. Some people could play a tune, but halalu b'seika shofar is really hanging mahal Hashem b'seika shofar. The Malvin says, this is the shofar is mesamel charado. We blow the shofar on Elul. Right? I talk about Shefer Beir V'Omlei Charadu, like it says. Because even when we Mahal Hashem Misameach, there always has to be the Midas Ayira. There always has to be the Yira together with the Simcha. Gilu B'Ra'ada, it always has to be together. Halu B'Seika Shefer, you always need that Yira there. Halu B'Neva V'Chinur. The Pashas Neva V'Chinur are different types of instruments. Naval Usher. I think David Ezra says that it's the type of instrument that has 10 holes inside of it. It's like an air type of instrument that you play. It says it has 10 nekavim in it. Either like a flute or a trumpet. These type of things that have trumpet is not as much. A flute. These type of things that have holes and you cover them over. Kinur is a big machlek is what a kinur is. Is a kinur a violin or is a kinur a harp? So, in modern Hebrew, a kinur is used as a harp. But it seems from different various places. The kinur of David, what was that? That was a harp or that was a violin? But, what? For sure a harp. Totally lamala mirashit if it was for sure a harp. That's how we grew up. But, yeah, one of the two. Hallelujah, b'saif u'macho. Saif is tupim, is drum. Macho is a question whether or not it's an instrument or means within. B'chorleis b'kromim. To dance. Halalu b'minim, what is minim? Minim is a type of instrument. Some people say minim is a type of instrument, and some people say minim means many different types of instruments, an orchestra together. We mean him so the seifu machol. Not loud enough. Does everything have to mean over here? Different types of instruments. Seif could be drums. Machol could be dancing. Halu b'minim and orchestra together. V'ugav is also a type of flute. Either it's not exactly clear. Cholul abu. The pashas is a flute. Some say machol, something which is cholul. It's a flute. If minim is an orchestra, then ugav. It's like a flute. Halu b'tiltlei shoma, halu b'tiltlei zruah. Tiltlei shoma is symbols, all the mafarshim are masmer. Two pieces of metal that you bang together, and it's called tiltlei shoma because you hear it very far away. It makes a very loud noise, and you hear it very far away. Halu b'tiltlei zruah. Tiltlei zruah means noise which is created with the truah. So her not referring to a shofar. Shofar already said take a shofar. So you can say it's a truah, it's a different type of the mafarshim are masmer that it's a trumpet. The chasetzer, the mitzuda says, "Betziltzalei zruah" means it makes like a musical sound, but a musical sound of a horn. That's a trumpet. Kol neshama talaka aluka, and we say it a second time because that's the end. To be the Torah says in Siman Nun Aleph that we're careful. We say it another time because that's the end of Pesukei Dezimra, really. It's the end of all of film. The end of Pesukei Dezimra, and David HaMelech ended all of Tilim with this pasuk, and we end Pesukei Dezimra every day with this pasuk, because this is really the tachlis of all of everything that we've been saying in Pesukei Dezimra. We're sort of trying to bring the veil to the Tikkun HaGomer, to the Yemos HaMashiach, and that is when Kol HaNeshama is Talukah. When every Kol HaNeshama, everybody in the world, not just the Yidin, everybody in the world, and Al Kol Neshima V'Neshima, not just every Neshama is Mahalukah, but on every single aspect of the veil, the people are Mahalukah. Every time they take a breath, they're Mahalukah. I saw a very interesting shot, actually, somebody says that, maybe the Ibn Ezra says, Kol HaNeshama Talukah, we're referring to different types of instruments that you play with your mouth. So Kol HaNeshama means with your Neshima, Talukah, to use your breath to be Mahalukah, Kavnas Hashem Yigreincha, to sing to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kavnas Hashem with your Neshima, by playing the instrument. But the Pashup Shad is Kol HaNeshama means everybody in the veld, and for every chelik of the veld, Kol HaNeshima, Neshima, Talukah, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is Halalukah.